Although we could spend a huge amount of time on Baruch, I'd like to move on for now to the next word, Ata. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that when a person's davening, they need to have in mind the meaning of the words. It shouldn't be empty words that we utter from our lips. And envision that we're standing in front of the Shekhinah. And think to ourselves that if we were speaking to a physical king, a melech, boss of a dam, we'd certainly organize ourselves, plan our words carefully, make sure we don't stutter and stumble. How much more so in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Meaning we're standing in front of Hashem. This is a basic awareness that we have when we daven. Ata. Lashon Neichach. Second person. You. Says the Ayavitz. Ata. The light of godliness. That pours down in front of us. As it says, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Sam, it always places Hashem in front of me. Ata, I'm standing in front of Hashem. I'm standing in His presence. I'm developing a sense of awareness that I'm standing in the presence of Hashem. This is second person. This is Golui, this is not Nistar. This is present. This is not concealed. Ata, as if I am literally standing in front of Hashem. We're having a moment together. We're having a moment of intimacy. Every time we say a bracha, Baruch Ata, blessed are you. Just like we can say you, Vahavdil, to another human being. We're able to say you to Hashem. The truth is, the ability to do that will to fill us with a tremendous sense of awe and also a tremendous sense of simcha. That I have the ability to stand in front of Hashem and speak to Him the way that I'd speak to another human being. To a human being. And Hashem enables us to do that and allows us to do that. That the infinite source of all of existence allows us to address Him as Ata. As you. That's immense. It really is. There will be other brachas. Ata Chayne, for example. Ata Kadosh, Ata Chayne, let's start with Ata. We can talk about it there too. It's a shame we should get there. But perhaps just one more idea. There's a Rav Moshe of Kobrin, based on the Mishnah, Stakel B'Shloshe Dvarim, Vein Ata Bali De'Avira. Think about these three things and you won't sin. You think about these things, he says, then that which you say, Ata, you realize you're in front of Hashem, you won't come to the Avira. Da ma'ayim basa, know where you come from. Know who you are, that you have the schus of standing in front of Hashem. Ran Ata heilech. Where is this Ata that you're going to utter from your mouth? Where's it going to go? And if mi Ata asid litin divlechajman. And in the future, you're also going to have to do a din v'cheshbon in how you said the word Ata. This is not a word to take lightly. When we utter the word Ata, we've got to give it our all to develop this awareness that we're speaking in front of Hashem. It's utterly amazing. It really is.